Radio City Talk.
Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.
Welcome back to Game On. My name is Matt Jones and I'm joined now by Steve Hoare from Redmen TV because we're looking ahead to Liverpool against Middlesbrough tomorrow. Good afternoon to you, Steve. Thanks for joining us.
Hello, Matt. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. Yes, big game tomorrow. I know Liverpool are massive favourites to win this, as they should be against a Middlesbrough side who are already relegated, but I bet there are still a couple of nerves flying around, aren't there?
Absolutely. It's nice to go into the last game of season where it actually means something for once. And although we'd want it to be, you know, for a trophy or a league title or something like that, that's the ultimate aim. But, you know, fourth place is still up for grabs and it's still, you know, vitally important that Liverpool win the game tomorrow, whether they go and hammer Middlesbrough or they just dog out a 1-0 win. It really doesn't matter at this stage. It's just about getting the 3 points.
So Liverpool, fingers crossed they get fourth. They could possibly even get third if Manchester City slip up at Watford. In recent years, we've seen clubs like Arsenal ridiculed for celebrating fourth place. But I think getting to fourth, given the current climate and the amount of really strong teams in the Premier League, getting the Champions League spot is not only crucial to Liverpool's future and who they can bring in the transfer market, but it is something to be applauded because Man United are going to be below them, Arsenal are probably going to be below them, and they're two clubs who've spent a serious amount of money in recent years.
Yeah, it's an interesting one. I wouldn't call fourth success because I think success is winning a trophy, getting your hands on a trophy and getting a medal. But I think it's a very good achievement. I think to go from eighth to fourth in the manager's first full season, especially with all, you know, we've had a very up and down season. We've had injuries. We've had, you know, we had Matip missing for the whole African Nations issue when he wasn't even there. It was just kind of, it's been a very, very messy season. And if Liverpool can just about get over the line, you know, they're kind of limping towards the line with their home form. But I think we can, like I said, I don't want to be celebrating fourth because I don't think you should celebrate fourth. But I think you can acknowledge that it's a good achievement and it's a good first step for a manager to come in and get, like I say, go from eighth to fourth. And it, if nothing else, it just gets us back, you know, playing Champions League. We all want to watch Liverpool in the Champions League. The best players want to play in the Champions League. There's more money involved. There's so many positives to take from it. And I agree, it's for Jürgen, I think he would have took fourth at the beginning of the season if you'd have offered him it. I think around Christmas time, he probably would have said, actually, I think we might be able to win the league here. But then as January unfolded, then we were a bit rubbish. I think if you'd have offered him fourth at the beginning of the season, he'd have been relatively happy with that. So, like you say, third is on the card, provided City slip up, which I don't think they'll do, if I'm honest. But like I say, if we can get ourselves into the qualifier, at least into that Champions League qualifier, and hopefully win that, then it gets Liverpool back in the big competition where they need to be. Because if you want to be a big club and you want to establish yourself as a bigger club and attract the best players, you just need to be playing in that competition. It's as simple as that.
It really is crucial, isn't it? And their European involvement has been somewhat intermittent in recent years. Obviously, last year they got to the final of the Europa League and were sadly beaten, and they were in the Champions League not too long ago. But they have been, those seasons have been kind of one-offs, if you like, as opposed to consistent, haven't they? And getting in the Champions League under Jürgen, you feel that he could deliver that time and time again?
Yeah, like I say, we didn't do ourselves justice last time under Brendan Rodgers. Obviously, we just lost Suarez. We had an awful summer in terms of recruitment, and basically we limped out of the group stages. It was really, really poor. There's no way, you know, Liverpool should come third in that group with FC Basel and Ludo Goretz in it. Obviously, you understand finishing behind Real Madrid. I agree. We under Benitez for a long time, started off at Hulé and then under Benitez, we were constantly playing Champions League football, whether we were getting to finals a couple of times, we got to the quarterfinals, we had a couple of semi-finals and stuff. And it's just like, that's what you need to be. That's what Liverpool deserves to be. I think all Liverpool fans will say that. You know, you can't, we all know how big a club Liverpool is. It's absolutely massive. But if you're a player, say a young player in Holland or a young player in Spain or Germany who Liverpool want to buy, what happened 10 years ago is a little bit irrelevant. It's about the here and now. So I agree. You not only do we need to get in the Champions League this year, you need to sustain it. You need to do what the likes of like Arsenal, again, you mentioned before, have been ridiculed, but at least they've been in the competition. Their issue is they haven't come close to winning it. We need to get in it and then at least and have a really good effort, because under Brendan, we kind of just limped out, and it was a little bit embarrassing, if I'm honest. You know, when you just kind of fail that miserably. I think under Jürgen we wouldn't do that. I think I'd fancy us to do pretty well in the competition. And like I say, That's what we need. That's what we want.
Well, he's already shown, hasn't he, can deliver in European football last season with the the run in the Europa League. You mentioned Arsenal there and how long they've been getting in it. And you have to say, if they hadn't been in it, there's no way that they'd have been able to sign the likes of Sanchez and Ozil, not just financially, but also, as you've already mentioned, it's that pull of playing in the elite competition in football in Europe that makes people want to sign for you. And if Liverpool are in that Champions League this summer, it's certainly going to help Jurgen in the transfer market.
Yeah, there's two ways you can get players. You can spend absolute fortunes on wages and stuff. That's kind of what Man United have done recently, but Liverpool are never going to do that. I don't think that's part of the owner's model. Or rightly or wrongly, people will have their own opinions, but we're never going to do that. We're never going to pay what they're paying for Pogba and Rooney and Zlatan. So the other way is to, you know, success on the field, kind of like the Arsenal way, because Arsenal's wage budget is relatively, you know, in compared to Man United, and stuff, relatively smaller. And you can get the best players, I agree. And if you're playing in front of full houses every week and you're competing in for trophies and you're in the biggest competition, that is a draw to players. And I would like to think, in previous years, if there was like, for example, Alexis Sanchez had the choice and he chose to go to Arsenal over Liverpool, I'd like to think if we were in Europe this summer and we had the Champions League to offer, that if there is a player who us and Arsenal want, or even United to an extent, they might go, actually, I'll go and play for Jurgen and Liverpool because there's Champions League football on offer. That's the hope, because I don't think we're ever going to be able to pay anyone the wages that other teams do. So it's another draw, so to speak.
Certainly will be interesting this summer. You're listening to Radio City Talk. I'm speaking to Steve Hoare here on Game On. You can find him on Red Men TV, but he's also a football writer as well. We'll look at the game tomorrow now then, Steve, and it's one that Liverpool should be winning quite comfortably, isn't it? Middlesbrough at home?
It should be. I mean, like you say, if you wanted someone to play at this stage of the season, it's a team who are already down, not much to play for, and you want to get them at home. Obviously, our last couple of home results haven't been great, which I suppose is why there is some sense of nerves along the way, because, as like say, Palace and Bournemouth and stuff, we've not played well at home, Southampton. But our away form has been really good. And before last week, this game would have given me more nerves. But I think after the West Ham game, when we beat a team who were pretty much on the beach and we basically blew them away, I think we can do the same against Middlesbrough. I think the manager will stick formation-wise, keep that extra attacker on the pitch and basically just go for them, because I'd imagine if Middlesbrough do concede one or two early, they're not really going to be the type of team that fights back and scraps for a win, because there's not much playing for it. We did struggle against Southampton, we did struggle against Palace and to an extent Bournemouth, but they're all much, much better teams than Middlesbrough and they all had stuff to play for. These teams really don't. So I would like to think that Liverpool should definitely the favourites, and like I say, if you can't beat Middlesbrough at home with for Champions League football, you kind of don't deserve to be in there anyway, because this game should be bread and butter for us, and I imagine it might be a bit difficult and it might be a bit nervy, but I can't think we'd get this close and then just throw it all away. I'd like to think that we can get over the line.
I certainly think you're right there. I get the point you're making entirely. Firmino, obviously, he's the only injury doubter as such who missed last week's win over West Ham and hasn't trained yet, I don't think. But does he get straight back into the team even if he is fit, given the way Sturridge played?
I would have picked him if he was fit, but I'd have picked him instead of Divock Origi. I'd have played him up front with Sturridge. But if he's only half fit, or he's only got like half an hour in him, he isn't the worst option to have on the bench. We saw he had he was half fit against Stoke and come on and helped turn that game around. So if he was fully fit, I would have picked him alongside Sturridge and dropped the Reeds to the bench. But it looks like he hasn't trained much. I think the manager will risk him on the bench just in case he needs him for half an hour or something.
Sturridge, though, the way he played against West Ham last week was absolutely brilliant, wasn't it? And it was nice to see him able and fit to play, put in that kind of performance, because for so long Liverpool fans have been desperate to get Daniel Sturridge on the pitch, and he's been injured and unavailable. He gets out there, scores his first goal since January, and suddenly everyone's thinking, well, maybe we should keep hold of him this summer.
There's no doubt how good Daniel Sturridge is when he's on the field. The issue is getting him on there. You know, if he could play 25, 30 games, you know, 90 minutes, he's well worth keeping around. The issue is he hasn't been able to keep himself on the pitch. He hasn't been fit enough. And like I say, when you're earning, he's one of the highest earners at the clubs. There'll be money men doing sums thinking, well, we could invest our 120,000, 150,000 a week into a player who plays every single game. And that's the issue what Liverpool have had all season, really. It has been the injuries. You know, the captain's been injured. We've had the centre-backs injured a lot. Obviously, Sadio Mane is now hurt. It is an issue. And some of those, for example, the Mane injury is just a freak accident where he gets, you know, a bad, basically twists his knee. But like the little muscle pulls that Daniel keeps getting, it is hard to rely on him. Like I say, if he was 100% fit, he'd be playing for most teams in the league. And like I think he's brilliant, and I would keep him about. But if there is a case to say you might get someone of a slightly less quality, but someone who's available to play 38 games a season, then there is justification for doing that. So I can kind of see both sides of the argument.
It really is a bit of a dilemma, I think, for Jurgen Klopp this summer. Just a quick prediction then before we wrap things up. How do you think it's going to go tomorrow?
I think we're going to batter them. I think it'll be 4-0. Famous last words, but we'll see. But I think we'll go ahead early, and I think their heads will drop. That's the hope, anyway.
This is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.